Hey guys, welcome everyone to episode 35 of New Ones at Noon, aka the New Music Mondays podcast. I'm your host, Ben in Toronto. We've got a solid show lined up for you today. We've got new music and an interview with Bedhead. She's an awesome synth pop artist from Toronto. We've also got new music from Actors off their upcoming album, Acts of Worship, as well as new music from Charlie Houston off her upcoming album, I Hate Spring. I've been seeing a lot of news coverage of travelers that have been out of town, trying to get back into Canada, and trying to skirt that quarantine hotel rule. That's a weird thing to say. You know what? Where is everyone going? I've barely left my house in a year. You guys would tell me if society like opened up and you guys are doing stuff, right? I totally understand that many people have very justifiable reasons to travel, and that's fine. I mean, if you have a sick loved one or something like that in another city, I totally get it. I don't get the beach vacation pictures I keep seeing on Facebook. Can we just chill for a year, guys? I know the politicians are doing it, but they always do stupid stuff. Don't let them dictate what you should do. What? You know, come to think of it, I feel like this is probably why they're having so many problems right now. There's a dude on YouTube doing in Vancouver vacations. His name is Donnie Live. It's pretty hilarious and pretty great. He did a tropical beach vacation in Vancouver. He even went to the beach in Vancouver. Oh, Vancouver people. I know it's cold out there. I get it, but it is literally nuts to me that you can even see a beach this time of year, even get to a beach. Speaking of Vancouver, Vancouver post-punk dark wave band Actors has released a new single off their soon-to-be-released... Oh, that's a mouthful. Vancouver post-punk dark wave band Actors have released a new single off their soon-to-be-released album, Acts of Worship. The album is due out later on this year on Artifact Records, so keep an eye out for that. We'll keep an eye out for it too, of course. We featured the first single from this album on the show before. That one was called Love You More. As I mentioned, the band is back now with their new single, and this one is called Strangers. Actors is Shannon Hammett, Jason Corbett, Kendall Wooding, and Adam Fink. There's a video out there too for this song, and I feel like I should mention that because it's a good one. It's worth a watch for sure. Corbett had this to say about the new song, quote, "The new single reflects some of the weight and uncertainty we felt coming back off the road to deal with everything that's been going on. Making music as Actors has been cathartic for us, and we hope that resonates," end quote. The new album by Actors, Act of Worship, is due out later this year. This is the new single from Actors. This is Strangers.
Shadows that hide inside.
That was Strangers by Actors. It's okay not to be okay. That has been the ongoing theme of the music of Toronto synth-pop artist Bedhead. The artist dives into complex themes of mental health, heartbreak, and relationships, presenting a relatable experience on a bed of synths, polished with really killer production. The artist has received a lot of attention right out of the gates, actually, with the release of her first two singles, Fight No More and Bitter. The songs got airplay across Canada, and the artist was featured on Edge 102 Sugar Beach Sessions. Bedhead describes her writing process as beginning at the piano and evolving through carefully crafted synthetic soundscapes that highlight her emotional and very personal lyrics. The pop synth artist has just released her latest and maybe most personal track, Disconnected. The track was written in 2019. Even though the subject matter and overall tone of the track of Disconnected may actually connect more with people right now. One of the things I really like about the track, actually, apart from the track itself, which is beautiful, is that it reminds me in a real way that even before what was 2020 and this pandemic that we're still very much dealing with, life was much not okay for everyone out there for lots of reasons. Looking back, it's sort of easy to remember everything that was good. As humans, we tend to gloss over stuff we still need to fix, be it in the way we deal with mental health or just in the way we deal with other people. Here is my interview with Bedhead. Ladies and gentlemen, I am here today with Bedhead. Bedhead, how are you?
I'm doing okay. You know, it's a sunny day.
Where are you dialing in from?
I'm actually at my parents' place right now. I'm in Oakville, so not too far from Toronto.
How are you? How are you doing?
You know, I feel like that question varies day by day these days.
Fair enough.
Yeah, generally though, I'm doing okay. Just trying to like do things to keep the mood up and stay sane and staying safe. And I know a few people feel like it's like Groundhog Day every day. So I try to make sure something new happens every day.
Nice. What are you trying to do to keep yourself going every day? Like what, anything, any tips?
You want to know the honest answer to that question? I got really into Dungeons and Dragons over the pandemic. Like, full stop. I was just like, I need a new hobby. And then my friends were like, have you tried this before? And then I was wow, I love this a lot. But I'm still like writing music and stuff. It's just hard sometimes to find the motivation to create. And so it's nice to have that like escape into like a new hobby. But I think a lot of artists feel the pressure to like treat this as like a residency or something. It's like, look, you're at home, you're, you know, the government's sending you checks or whatever. And it's like, no, this is very stressful. I don't want to write about things all the time. I just want to like be okay. So fantasy land.
Right. Got it. That's very cool. I wish I had more Dungeons and Dragons related questions for you. That is one of those things that just slipped by me in my nerdy life. You wrote Disconnected well before 2020. Well before this was all a thing. Did you imagine that it would be so relevant for so many people?
No, I mean, I'm glad that people are connecting with it. And leading up to the release, I was like, man, like I think people really, it sort of took on like a new meaning for me, because for me, it was just about this experience that I had gone through and still go through every now and then. And just wanted to write about that. And then this whole thing started and it kind of like took new life, I think, for people who maybe weren't as familiar with like mental health or hadn't personally experienced it themselves. They at least could relate in terms of the feeling of like isolation. I'm happy that like people are reaching out and like sharing with me how it's impacted them or how it's made them feel better or made them feel less alone. And like as an artist, that's all you really hope for, I think. Like that's all I want to do with my music is just connect to people.
Can you tell me a little bit about just how you wrote the song and where it came from?
Absolutely. So I started writing this song. It's fuzzy. It's hard trying to remember sometimes, but I remember there was this moment where I got home and I was sitting in my car and it was raining outside. And you know, sometimes how if you just had like a really bad day, you kind of just get stuck in like a place. Like, and for me, that was my car. I was just sitting in my car and I was just like, I felt so defeated. I'm like, I don't want to leave this car right now. I don't want to like face the rest of the world. I don't want to have to deal with whatever is keeping time moving forward for me as I kind of move through things. And that's kind of where this idea came from. And it started to bring back all these other memories of when I was really depressed. And like, maybe I was at a party in college with friends and like, I wasn't, you know, everyone was around me and I was just very like, I felt so alone and in my head and stuck there. And I just wanted to write a song about like that feeling and trying to find your way back.
So I mentioned this in our written interview, and I'm going to ask you again. If you guys have read the interview, you know, I'm trying to keep the questions different, but you know, what got you out of the car?
Oh yes, I like that question. I'm trying to remember what I said, but I'll say what's in my heart, because I think there's a lot of things to get out of the car for. I'm so blessed to have like a family and friends who are really supportive and, you know, try to help me, especially like when I can't get out of the car, quote unquote, to just be like, come on, let's go. Like we're getting you out of bed. We're getting through the day. We're just going to get through it. And sometimes just going through the motions of it is helpful. And I think like, you know, as much as I try to write music to help people, I think it also helps heal me in some ways where, you know, you can think about things, you can like go to therapy about things that you're dealing with. But sometimes when you write it into a song, it's very almost like compartmentalized, or at least you now have like this sort of, you know, format of your feelings into music and art. And I think like feeling that I was like, oh, you know, I'm sad, but I have a song here that I think is really great. And so that was also like a nice motivation to just be like, you have so much left in the world to, you know, like work for and work towards, and that makes you happy. And so that kind of helped a lot.
Full disclosure, I've gone through depression and my own mental health situations. I've been in therapy multiple times. Highly recommend it to anybody out there who's thinking about it.
Yes.
And you said something in our written interview that really struck me about this past year, and that you felt that it made you more aware, I guess, of how strong you are rather than making you stronger. Can you talk to me a little bit about that?
Yeah, absolutely. I have this like analogy. I remember going to therapy for the first time, that therapy is kind of like a tool belt that you have around you at all times. And so, and as you like, and even like outside of therapy, if you're just like, if you can't afford it and you're just like learning things, these are like tools that you can use through life. When you start to run into issues, you'll be like, oh yes, I have this or whatnot. And I guess going into this, I didn't realize how I was using those tools so like instinctually up until that point, that like when we're all here and everyone, and you know, crap hits the fan. I almost swore. I'm sorry. I don't know what the policy on swearing here is.
All good. Hell crap, damn.
Okay, good. I was like, whew, I'm gonna get in trouble. But I didn't realize that I was so able to just kind of like cope with things, or if I was having a bad day, to be able to bounce back. I was kind of reflecting on where I was when I first started therapy and how like I wasn't able to bounce back as quickly from things, or dealing with my emotions, or processing like my thoughts properly and like realizing that they're just thoughts. So it was kind of like, wow, look how far I've come.
Do you feel like 2020 was a little bit of exposure therapy for day in and
so.
Day out insane amounts of news?
I mean, yeah, it's kind of like no one wants that. I mean, it was a true test that I don't think anyone should have to go through, but yeah, here we all are. So it was, yeah, I think exposure therapy is probably the right term, where you're, you know, you're just kind of thrown in it and there's no way out. You just have to cope and deal, and it's not. And I empathize with a lot of my friends who, you know, I know have struggled with things in the past, and we're all just also just like togetherness. And I feel really connected to people in a lot of ways now, just by trying to make sure that everyone's okay and staying in touch when I'm good enough to do it for myself too. And I'm like, hey, I'm here to help you guys too.
Right on. Yeah, you mentioned that in our article or in our interview as well, that you feel a little bit more connected to people now, because and finding that who is worth, I guess, staying connected to. Can you tell me a little bit about that journey?
Yeah, I mean, I think a common thing that at least my parents and like even in therapy was just to, you know, have things ready, or like, you know, have plans, have something to look forward to. And so, you know, a lot of us were just like, we don't have shows to go to anymore. Like, what are we going to do, kind of thing. So we just got creative with finding ways to stay in touch. And it's funny how like some of those things, it's like I or at least the people that we were doing those things with, I didn't really have a lot of time to spend with them outside of this, because it was like work or conflicting schedules, music and whatnot. And so, you know, we started watching Avatar The Last Airbender, which I've seen countless times, but they had never seen it. And it was like one of those things that you always talk about doing with your friends, and then you're like, oh, I don't have time. And I'm like, hey, guess what, guys? We got lots of time now. Who wants to start the show? So it's been like a really fun activity to just do. And so now we're trying to find other things, or, you know, TV shows, movies to watch together, just to
see
each other.
Did anything from 2020, did you any headlines stand out to you? Anything change as far as interest, just general life things?
It's a good question. I think this pandemic has taught me, and also all of the social issues going on, especially last year, has taught me, like, this is gonna sound terrible, but like how unimportant some small things are. I used to get really focused or worked up about like small things, and it was like there are so many other bigger issues and things and people in the world that need time and attention right now. And I think I took for a bit of the year, I took like a step back to sort of like reassess what was important and when it was important. And I think also learning to be more patient and just realize that like not everything has to happen right away. And on top of that point, you know, some people, some issues, some things are more important than whatever personal things that we have going on. And sometimes that we need to just make sacrifices to help, you know, create a greater cause of change. And so I think that kind of was also like a really important, something that I knew before, but like realizing that it's okay to be uncomfortable with it as long as you're trying to do something about it.
Especially, you're right, if we're doing something about it, more so than what we were doing before, because I think one of the things that I took from Disconnected was that you wrote it before all of this happened, and it serves to me as a reminder that even over this past year, like, things weren't always great. I mean, it's easy to say, oh, it would be so nice if things went back to normal, but would it? Do we all remember normal?
I mean, the thing was, normal before was not benefiting a lot of groups of people, and so I think that it was like, as much as these things like suck to happen, I still think that as long as people are growing, learning from it and learning to become better people, then, you know, I don't want to say that's what needed to happen, because a lot of people still suffered and we obviously don't want that. But I think, you know, everyone should hopefully come out of this stronger than before.
What is next for Bedhead?
Ooh, well, I'm still working on the EP. It's funny because we kind of like, even taking a step back and looking at the EP from before, it's been like such a long time working on it. And I'm looking back at other songs and kind of being like, you know, I think I have a new perspective. So we're trying to finish recording it. Hopefully it'll be out this year. I'm really excited. It's definitely going to come out this year, but it's just a matter of when. But
excellent. Keep me informed on that one. I'm incredibly excited to listen to it.
Thank you.
Where can we keep up with Bedhead?
You can keep up with me at Hey It's Bedhead on pretty much everything. I think I've got it all at Hey It's Bedhead. So
okay, excellent. Is that your website?
The website is bedheadmusic.com. That's the only one.
Cool, bedheadmusic.com. All right, awesome. Okay, cool. Thank you so much for joining me today, Bedhead. It was awesome talking to you.
Thank you, Ben. Awesome talking to you as well.
Everyone out there, this is Disconnected by Bedhead.
I hear the sighs of the wind on the side of my window. I fake a smile at the cars passing by. Does it work? No. And like a tree hanging on to its leaves as the breeze blows, the change of seasons bring new thoughts and new reasons got to let. Something is pulling me down. I've been disconnected somehow. Feeling disconnected. Feeling disconnected. I feel the time slipping by like my mind. When did I fall out of line with the rhyme that I wrote? I could depend on my friends if I need them to carry me home. But in the end, I'm alone with the voice.
Thank you again to Bedhead for hanging out with me. Great track, and I am looking forward to that EP. That's coming out soon, folks. Folks? Charlie Houston is a 19-year-old singer-songwriter from Vancouver, British Columbia. We're back over in Vancouver. During her time studying at the Clive Davis Institute for Recording Music, Houston had an intense and prolonged period of anxiety that brought her time at the school to an end. But it also inspired Houston to write her new single, Calls. Calls is a song that deconstructs the unwanted dissolution of a long-distance relationship. According to a quote by Houston on uraniumwaves.com, describing the track, she says, quote, "Have you ever gotten too drunk, then called someone you knew you shouldn't have, but then you were like, I'm drunk, so I'ma do it anyways, cause I have, and then I got really sad about it, but then I wrote a song about it," end quote. And really, who among us hasn't done that? I mean, not writing the song, the other thing. Houston is signed to Arts and Crafts Records here in Toronto, and she's releasing her debut EP, I Hate Spring. And that's coming out just in time for spring. I think, when is spring? The album is coming out April 23rd, 2021, and that's all you need to know. This is the new one from Charlie Houston and her upcoming album, I Hate Spring. This is Calls.
You're so stupid, calling you again. What I do is, I know you're tucked in bed. Hold up, hear that message at the top. Can't stop someone, please just smash my phone. Can't help holding on to all our issues. How did we fall apart? Was I the problem from the start? Can't help saying how I guess I miss you. Hoping you call, hoping you call me back. Think of you. It blacked out, phone died, charged it in my room. Okay, I'm done, I'll just sleep instead. Empty jewel pods, Uber eats in bed. Can't help holding on to all our issues. How did we fall apart? Was I the problem from the start? Can't help saying how I guess I miss you. Hoping you call, hoping you call me back.
Before we go, I want to mention that Canadian Paul Schaefer is being inducted into the Canadian Music Writers Hall of Fame for his song, It's Raining Men. You know he wrote that? I certainly did not know that. The guy from Letterman. Everyone under 30 was just like, what's a Letterman? Schaefer wrote the song in 1982 with Paul Jabara.
I gotta say, I've had a lot of really good times to that song, and that was fun, and I want to do that one more time.
That is it for the show this week. Thanks again for hanging out with me, everyone. Don't forget to stay tuned into Dropout Radio every weekday at 9 a.m., 1 p.m., 3 p.m., and 7 p.m. for the Song of the Day and your chance to be entered to win some free Dropout merch. Also, starting this week, if you are a Dropout website member, you can now request music every day on Dropout Radio from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. during the Fan Takeover All Request Hour. If you are not a site member, you can sign right up for an account at dropoutentertainment.ca. Requests are served up for the full hour. We will try our best to play everyone's requests. I have no idea how this is going to work, but we'll see. We'll see how it goes. The more people that request a song, the more likely we are to play it. So tell your friends and stuff. Tickets are also... there's a lot going on. Tickets are also on sale for the third annual CIMVA's The Show, the live stream, and you can get those tickets at the Dropout merch shop on the website. Join me next week. We've got new music picked out for you every week, picked out by me, a human man, not an algorithm. So if you're into that sort of thing, don't forget to subscribe to the show. The show is available in podcast form on Apple Podcasts, Deezer, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio. You can tune into Dropout Radio anytime with the MyTuner Radio app. Dropout is licensed to play through SoCan. Follow Dropout on social media at Dropout Entertainment, and visit the site at dropoutentertainment.ca for the best in Canadian music content. Take care of each other out there, everyone. Now back to more independent Canadian music. This is Dropout Radio.
It's raining, man. Hallelujah, it's raining, man. Amen. I'm gonna go.